Jason was sitting in the conference room watching his partner, Jack Moore, give a presentation to the clients. The PowerPoint presentation was going well, but he and Jack had been over it so many times that Jason practically had it memorized, down to the witty remarks and jokes. Jason thought they had sounded better the first 25 times he had heard them and tried to stifle a yawn. He took a mouthful of coffee in an attempt to stay awake and alert. As he looked over the edge of the coffee mug, he had to choke back a startled cry. Standing to Jack's right, and in Jason's line of sight, was Fanny, waving at him, clearly trying to get his attention. Jason shook his head to try to clear what must be the proverbial cobwebs in his mind, and looked again. She was still there. Maybe he was just exhausted, and his mind was playing tricks on him. Apparently, since he didn't react, Fanny took to waving at him much more vigorously so that she looked like she was waving a jetliner in for a landing. Jason didn't have a clue what to do. He figured the safest thing was to ignore her. He looked down at the pad in front of him and pulled his pen out of his pocket as if he were going to write a note. This did not please Fanny, who was very excited over her find in Dubai and not in the least fazed that he was in the middle of a client meeting and was not reacting. Then a few things happened. First, one of the client's coffee mugs overturned on the conference room table. Unfortunately for Fanny, that mug did not have very much coffee left in it, and so he was able to grab the paper napkin in front of him and mop up the coffee without too much fuss. The client was more embarrassed than anything else, but in reality, he was caught off guard because his hand wasn't on the mug or anywhere near the coffee mug. Fanny had helped to overturn the mug. That didn't cause as much of a distraction as Fanny wanted. She needed to do something with the computer Jack was using for the presentation. Since she had died long before computers were in common use, she had no idea what to do with the computer. So she did the next best thing. She pulled the plug, literally, on the computer, and as quickly as possible turned on the lights in the room and then turned them back off. Everyone was so startled and didn't quite have time to react. Jason jumped up from his seat and said, "Maybe the gods in the machine are telling us it's time for a break. Why don't we all stretch our legs, and Jack and I will fix that glitch." Jack looked truly perplexed and seemed grateful for a break to figure out what the hell had just gone on. Jason walked over to Jack and said, "Maybe it's a power surge. That's what probably knocked out the lights." He pretended to fiddle with the light switch, and of course, the lights came back on. "Who the hell knows," Jack said. "It doesn't appear that I lost any data on the laptop." Jason said, "Good. I have to go to the men's room." With that, he made a beeline out of the room before Jack could say another thing. He made a left turn around the corner in the opposite direction of the men's room. He pulled out his phone from his pocket and pretended to be making a call. "Grandma, what the hell are you doing? Jack is in the middle of an exciting client presentation." "Oh yeah? It looked really exciting. You were practically falling asleep. And the man across the table from you was playing some game on his phone." "Grandma, you can't just barge in like this. This is an important client for us. Couldn't you wait until it was over?" "I tried to get your attention so that they didn't have to stop the presentation. But you were Mr. Important and wouldn't acknowledge me. You think what Jack was saying is important? Well, it's nothing like how important the news I have for you is." Jason realized there was no point in arguing with her. She wasn't going to listen to him anyway. She was a woman on a mission.